Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you hungry for adventure?
Do you crave hilarious and perilous tabletop campaigns?
Don't bother rolling perception, pal. We've got you covered.
Behold, Dungeons and Doritos, Nerdy Show's epic tabletop audio drama, a cinematic serial of mayhem-filled, morally questionable quests at dungeonsanddoritos.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com. All right. We got the axes down. We are live. We're streaming. Thank you for joining us tonight. This is Leyliners, an actual play podcast where we play the game that we create in RPG from scratch. And the game is called Artifacts. If this is something that you would like to try with your friends, you can find us at patreon.com/RPGFS. And that's where we release the rule books and everything related to the game, along with all the images and stuff like that as well. How's everybody doing?
Killing it, bro.
Yeah.
Doing all right.
Been 2 weeks. Well. Were you racked with nervousness about how tonight would go for 2 weeks before?
No, not even a little bit.
No, if Gaylene's meant to die,
every
she's meant
waking
to die.
Moment.
Oh my God, Keith.
We were all worried that Gaylene would die. Except
gonna,
for Savannah.
Gaylene's going to die.
Death comes
please,
for us all.
Please, God.
If Gaylene died, would she eat herself?
I don't know. It depends.
She'd smother herself in brown mustard and relish.
She'd be so delicious.
I've said that so many times that you're quoting me. You don't even know the original quote.
You made me watch it. It's fucking Larry Canary or whatever. But it's
okay.
It's Will Ferrell doing.
Write that name down because that fits in our world. Yeah,
that is a correct name. Larry Canary.
Stop. Is Will Ferrell doing an impression of that baseball person?
Yes.
Larry.
Harry.
Larry
Canary.
Harry. Yes.
Larry.
Harry.
Yes.
Harry Carey.
Larry Canary.
Larry Canary. Who is definitely a Smithy announcer.
I was about to say, yeah.
Wow, he's really swinging it today. Hi.
You're welcome.
Okay. So where we last left you guys, you had been captured by the Larsa. You were chained to the ground with a bunch of other prisoners. Some kind of mayhem has broken out in the camp at large, and you managed to get the keys off of half of a guard, what was left of them, unlocked yourselves, and are now attacking the guards that are guarding the flap to the tent. Where this last ended, the female Larson just outside the flap with a pike saw the group of you attack her compatriot, the male with two swords. Since Gaylene is the closest, she just shoved the spear through and hit Gaylene real hard.
It didn't break my sweater, though. It just really hurts.
Yeah.
My sweater's fine.
So you get that loose knit, so it just passes right through.
Don't hurt the sweater.
Mm-hmm. Her grandma made it.
Let's get back into it.
Yeah.
Mayhem. You hear battle going on outside, but it doesn't sound like war or an insurgency or anything like that. Guards are shouting out half-formed orders, and you hear meat slapping together. And in the distance...
Nesbitt, now's not the time. What? A man has needs.
What was he supposed to hold when he doesn't have his daggers?
He's like, that's why I got daggers to begin with. I just had to occupy my hands otherwise.
You can tell from the orange glow outside of the tent that somewhere in the camp there is a fire. Up next, the female with the pike just went. She tagged Savannah as hard as she could.
14 damage. 14.
And additionally, two other guards on the other side of another POW tent that you're across from have taken notice of the breakout? Of the prison break.
Jailbreak.
I mean, not jailbreak. Yet, but we're thank working
on tonight. There's gonna be a jailbreak.
So, have taken notice of the Thin Lizzy that you guys are trying to pull.
Yeah. Oh, that's just
not doing well.
Forever. Calling it forever.
Like it. Yes.
Also, when the boys are back in town. Also, a Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, when you guys return to town. They've gone, and these two have taken notice. They don't get to act this turn because they're just noticing this is happening. It goes to Nesbitt. Unarmed, no magical ability.
No.
None
whatsoever. Yeah.
He's got to put down the wind dagger.
You saw Gaylene got wrecked.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You're wearing, like, a bandana or whatever.
What?
He doesn't even have a sweater.
The one that just ganked Gaylene is the one that's directly across from me there, right?
Female with the pike.
Yeah.
She's on the other side of a flap.
Other side of a flap. Can I disengage into adjacent square and grapple?
Yeah, you can do that. First, you roll to hit. So you roll to make an unarmed attack. Okay. If it hits, then you roll for your grapple check. Okay. And then on my turn, that is the difficulty I have to beat.
All right. Roll for an example with dexterity. So 16.
That's a hit.
All right.
And now you roll your grapple check.
If I throw momentum on a grapple check, what happens there? Like,
it increases the difficulty.
It just increases the difficulty. There's no like...
No, if you want to do another move afterwards, it would be another attack action while you have them grappled.
Right. Okay. But I was just... Because all momentum stuff usually has consequences for a failure, but if this is just like just sheer bonus,
that's a good... Well, usually you're doing momentum because you want to pull off something crazy,
right?
Is imagine if you had hit something that is really difficult to grapple, and then you're going to spend momentum to even allow that chance to make sense. So momentum doesn't introduce the crazy thing that could happen in your favor. The thing you're trying to do is that, and then you add momentum to see that it happens.
All right. Yeah, I'll just throw one on just to...
Sure. Yeah. This is a check you cannot fail.
All right, but the problem there is that I could pretty much make it unbreakable at that point. I could just throw, like, 10 momentum on it and make it so that, like, it's impossible for her to...
That would also be spending 10 momentum.
I mean,
yeah.
How much investment, my dude. Paying for it.
How much momentum do you have?
90.
Christ almighty.
Just level up and get a new spell and hit it like that.
What do you mean?
That's true. I should maybe like get there.
After this fight, I'm
actually, you know what?
Up.
I'm setting her on fire. Fuck it.
I've seen him do it enough. I figured
you're
it
like,
out.
Ah, this surprises you.
Okay, now that was magic.
Was that you? What even happened? You move it out of turn.
I quit. I'm redundant now. I quit.
No, I'm gonna throw 2 momentum on the grapple check.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Sure.
Fuck him up.
It's gonna get.
Shit.
Yep. That's about what I'm expecting.
9.
Okay.
Fucking
3-3-3.
Okay. So she's grappled with a pike, and what that means is that if she tries to attack anybody other than you with a melee attack, she takes an attack of opportunity from anybody who can give one to her. Only attack of opportunity you can give to her is just a shot to the guts. You got her grappled, set to a difficulty of 9.
God damn it.
And now we'll move on to Obed's character. I keep thinking Obi. Okay.
Obed's character, yes. Obed, who are you playing? Are you playing Ed?
Where does it say I need to have a reach weapon?
You can't hit this lady because you can't reach her. Because
normally you have a pike, but you don't have a pike now.
Or a sauerkraut fork.
They took your fork?
They took her
my
fork.
Fork.
Yeah, they did.
How am I going to find
sauerkraut? We are going to murder every person in here.
Yeah. No, as soon as they took it, I said, that guy just signed all of their death. Everything. Like,
I don't care what it is.
Okay, I was going to spend momentum, but then I realized that the heal hits no matter what, so I'm not going to do that. But I am going to shoot a dazzling ray straight through to hit 2 swords and Gaylene.
You would do that?
That's Arthur, 2 swords.
Oh, wait.
Jackson.
So, I'm sorry. Instead of moving, I'm going to switch to my aspect of hope.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay. Since I'm within ranger.
Yeah. Medium beefy.
Which increases your healing.
By 2. That's 21.
I married
21
you.
Is probably a hit. It's a hit, for sure.
Yay, so what is my
figuring it out. Six, seven, eight, and nine.
Nine damage. And,
nine health and nine damage, yes.
Wait,
doesn't she get a bonus?
It would be seven damage, right?
Do I get a bonus?
Yes, seven damage, nine health.
So now I'm at negative five. Thanks, Obi.
Okay, now it is his turn, the male with two swords. He gets hit by Gaylene, and then when he turns around, a ray of light comes through her and hits him in the face.
He's also poisoned and in shadow of death.
Yes, so his turn begins, and he takes poison or venom damage from Gaylene.
Which dice is that?
It's a D6 for her because D6. Of her level.
Yes,
this
you're right.
Is a D6.
Come on, six.
Here, let's put our intentions into it. Four.
All right, and shadow of death.
Six.
Six damage. Nice. At the beginning of his turn, he hasn't even acted yet. But he's very surprised.
Like, ow!
So he's literally just guarding a thing, and he's looking and watching just mayhem break out in the camp. Somebody hits him with a great sword. And he goes, ow,
where
what?
Where did you get that?
Move
one?
It, punk. I gotta get my fork.
Turns around, looks at Gaylene, as she like opens her mouth to squawk, she gets hit by a spear. And then a light comes from behind her, backlighting Gaylene. But then it goes all the way through her and hits him in the face. And she looks better.
And he looks
and
sunburned.
Then he realized he's fucking poison. Yeah.
He's like, also, the ground hurts.
I feel like I'm withering away.
Kick rocks.
Should we
bud.
Have a mechanic when four things like that happen to you? He should have a chance to just book it.
You just be like, no.
Yeah. I run away.
Peace out.
Like, it should be the DM's or GM's discretion to just be like,
he's done. He's calling out sick. He's like, I have the flu. I'm going home. Yeah.
So he turns around with his two swords, and he pulls them out, and they're twin scimitars. They're not your scimitars.
That's fine. It would be weird if he had my scimitar.
It would be really weird.
It would be very weird.
That's why I'm saying I'm closing that thread.
It'd be like if you went to jail, and then you were like in jail, and they're like, hey, I got your keys. Just on me. Just have your keys.
They do stuff like that.
I think
that's
so,
weird.
Yeah.
They shouldn't do that.
No, it is weird. And they do it. He turns around with his two swords and he takes a swipe with both at Gaylene and just kind of like a last gasp.
Boom.
Why?
Hits with both.
Why? Frickety frack. This shit is whack.
14 damage.
Ah!
Savannah, you did ask about a bonus, and I was wrong. You also get plus one dodge and armor, because I healed you with my acolyte.
I don't know why it was 13.
He obviously, like, trying to collapse backwards, disengages back one space and steps out of the shadow of death. That's all he can do. Although, it was actually, I'm surprised how well he did.
You didn't roll damage.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
she took 14 damage.
I'm at negative
19
now.
Did you account for your armor?
Subtract 4 from 14.
5.
5 because
she has
the
plus 1
acolyte reward.
Yeah.
Right.
So plus 5? So 19?
19 minus 5 is 14.
You take 9 damage.
I take 9 damage? How do I get 9 damage?
You have 5 armor at the moment. You took 14 damage.
So the 14 is actually...
But I was already at negative 5.
But that doesn't mean anything.
So I'm only at 9 damage?
No, you're at 14. You've taken 14. You have 14 damage.
That's all I needed to know!
But do you see the what's wrong with your system?
How
many plus ones do I need to erase?
When I say, I'm at this number, and you guys are like, no, what's your armor? It's this, it's that. And I'm like, this? No, you gotta do minus 9.
Here at Leyliners, an RPG from scratch, we create whole new definitions of problem player.
We make no effort in learning the game.
And then just create our own way of counting.
Isn't that how everyone plays D&D?
So make sure before you start a game, if you're going to GM this, that everybody is using the same generation of mathematics, and you're all on base 10. Just make sure that you're not on base 15 or doing hexadecimal.
Sorry, Babylonians.
Yeah, you're out.
What are you talking about?
Base 7. As difficult as possible.
Right. What the fuck is going on?
Base 10 means...
Y'all stay over there with your numbers, okay?
All right.
Stop giving them to Gaylene.
I also want numbers.
So speaking of numbers, Gaylene, you're up.
Okay, let's see. What would be my best move? Oh, it's helmet splitter.
What if they're not wearing a helmet?
Well, then oop-dee-doo, you should have worn one.
Then I think it's head splitter.
Okay, so Gaylene's going to do helmet splitter to Pike Lady in hopes that she can steal her pike.
So you kind of duck past her spear, get up to her face with your great sword.
Does the pike lady take a penalty because she's currently being grappled?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, her dexterity bonus to her dodge is gone.
Oh, great.
Helmet splitter.
Six.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
She had a dodge of 8, and now she's been denied her dexterity.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so it's 3d10 plus a d6?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Woof. Let's get beefy.
Woof.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
I'm scared. My hands are sweating. My hyperhidrosis is kicking
this
in.
This lady has only taken 3 damage. I'm the one who's scared.
So 5 plus 7.
12.
12. Oh, God.
Okay, so 12 plus 9 is 21.
Yes.
Plus, yes. There we go, so 27.
Plus.
Jesus, fuck. Oh, plus 2 is 29.
I'm going to show you how much health she had. She had 27 health.
So
and 1 armor.
Oh, heck.
So does Galen get her pike?
That's up to you.
Yeah, Galen wants the pike. Fuck the greatsword.
So Nesbitt's holding this lady, and
and she just gets fucking cleaved out from under.
Yo, helmet splitter.
Helmet splitter.
Wow, I am glad I am shorter than her.
You had your arms wrapped around her waist. So her helmet is split.
You bisected the dome.
Yeah, it's gross. Nesbitt below her is wreathed in blood. She goes completely limp, drops her pike.
If you're going to pick up that pike, you should hand the greatsword to Nesbitt.
That would be a kind gesture.
It would be something that you could do on your turn. Her head splits in twain. Nesbitt's covered in blood, holding a limp corpse. She drops the pike on the ground. And before anything else happens, we move on to somebody across the way who is a middle-aged female who also has a great sword, who sees this happen and is like, oh, no, 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 no. Runs in, charges at Galen into the Shadow of Death, tries to split your helmet.
Is Shadow of Death a visible thing? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think it's more like a darkening of the area. You know what I mean? Every mechanic that can affect enemies, they need to be at least in some way aware of.
That's what. Okay.
So she takes a swing. That is a 16 to hit.
It hit.
Wow. All right. And hits Galen for 4 plus 6. So 10 damage. Esmond, it's your turn. You see the mayhem. You see that Galen's in the middle of shit, laying about with reckless abandon while other people are dying around her. She's taken all of it. What do you do?
Can I see the greatsword lady that just attacked?
You can see that she just attacked. You're going to have to change your positioning to see past the tent flap. All right.
I guess I don't even have to disengage. I will move there to be able to see it.
Okay. You got line of sight on her just over Galen's shoulder.
Ooh, now, so I'm taking... Oh, no. Do I have line of sight or am I taking a negative to hit it?
You're taking a negative because they're both engaged in melee.
Okay. Folks, time to stop fucking around. I'm going to cast Flaming Pillar with 3 momentum.
Ooh.
Wow.
So describe what is coming up beneath her feet.
I'm thinking it's sort of like a firebendery thing where like I'm whipping it around and calling forth the flame. And so just a small circle in the grass is just beginning to burn and slowly smolder. And you're like, oh, what's this? What's going on here?
I need one more. The male with 2 swords is saying that precisely.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what's...
What? Oh, jeez.
Curiouser and curiouser.
isn't a 1 a good thing?
No, only
for certain weapons.
Nope.
So,
1, 1,
yes.
1, 4.
you take a -4 to the attack.
Yep.
Wait, actually, it is a targeted attack.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
so that's
dear.
A miss.
Yep, you rolled a 3.
Yep.
Well, plus your bonus, but...
So 7.
That is a miss. Okay, and it's a catastrophic miss.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of hitting her, the wind picks up and the tent flap closes.
Yep, that's what I figured. Yep.
And you set the tent on fire.
Sweet.
The grass around the spot on the ground is on fire. Galen is in fire. We'll do a burst or 3 hex spread for.
If Galen dies, y'all are going to have to deal with her cousin, Maylene. Maylene wants to be a country singer.
You know what? might be better.
No, I prefer Gaylene over the country singer. So I've outlined where the fire is. It's going to spread every turn.
Okay.
Jesus.
And then as a swift action, I create a fire orb.
Okay.
Why don't you just use the tent?
I did. I used the tent. I used some of the fire. I'm like, oh, hey.
You can just add more fire.
Where is Bolivo?
Bolivo is just inside of the tent flap. I'll put a B on the map where he is.
Cute.
He's at the end near one of the islets of the chain. He's been disconnected at this point, but he's still not very mobile because he's had the crap beat out of him. Esmond took his turn. Now there's the male, the one-armed Larson male, the other guard that sees all this happening. And he's the one who has the frost mace, the one with just the cold fog pouring off of it. And he runs in. The only target he can attack is Gaylene. He takes a swing. 18 to hit.
That's a hit.
And that's...
Remember, hitting zero doesn't mean you're dead. There's a whole mechanic after that.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a broken wing, though.
Gaylene with a concussion is going to be fun.
So that's 11 damage. It's 6 damage from his mace and 5 cold damage.
So 11 total?
11 total.
Okay, so I'm at 9 health.
Woof.
It's
getting...
This is great, guys. Anytime you want to do your fucking job and, like, I don't know, murder somebody, please feel free to do. Don't let Gaylene stop you.
I did what I was supposed to. He fucked up, and he doesn't have a weapon. And he is grappling the dude you just killed. So it's just
why?
Him.
She? They're dead.
It's just him.
Well, she wasn't...
Also, let's not pretend that no one else dead. At this table has, for instance, thrown their weapon. Or anything?
Who caught the tent on fire? And Gaylene.
I stand by one of those things.
Fair criticism. Now, Nesbitt, you're holding a corpse. Yeah. Lovingly.
This isn't the first time this has happened to you.
Trying to blink away so the blood doesn't get in your eyes. Your arm's still locked around her waist. What do you do?
What action would it be to... replace my grip on her to her pike.
Oh, like try to catch the pike as it falls?
Yeah.
I would say it wouldn't be super difficult, but you would have to try. So it's not something that's happening on your turn. It would be something that's happening as a reaction on her turn.
Mm.
So we'll just treat it as though that's the case.
Okay.
It's going to be a dexterity check. I don't think it's particularly difficult. Let's say difficulty 8.
Okay. One momentum.
Okay.
Hey.
If this goes wrong, hey. I don't know.
Yeah. It's an 8, dude.
Yeah.
Nesbitt catches
fire. How much dexterity do you have? I want you to do the math on this.
Yeah, okay, no momentum.
Yeah.
Let's.
That could just fuck you.
Yeah. 8.
8 plus your dex, actually.
Yeah, oh, yeah, plus my dex. So, 11.
So, yeah, yes. You just hand open, you catch it as it falls. Now, you did that when it happened. Your turn's beginning.
Okay. The one that most recently attacked you.
Mace man.
Yeah.
Yes, the male with the one arm and the mace.
Yeah, that guy's in my range now because I'm wielding a pike.
Yes. How the tables have turned.
Yeah, right? The dude with the mace. I'll do that helmet splitter thing that I saw recently. It was pretty cool.
All right, just pike to the helmet. Let's see what that does.
Let's throw 2 on that.
Oh!
Yeah.
If you're going to spend 1, spend 2.
Yeah.
Crit.
Natural 20, you get your momentum
natural
back.
Natural 20. Yes. Okay, weapon class for a pike.
Class 6.
A pike is a class 6?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay. So 6, 20,
plus your level.
So 27. All right. 2 12s and an 8. 12, 24, plus an 8, 32, plus double my strength, 36.
He dies.
Yes! Yes! Go Weasel Man.
Yeah!
Plus one momentum.
Pikes are neat.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah, Team Pike.
Holy crap.
The stabby character now wields a pike.
He had 5 armor and 30 health.
Whoa. Nice.
That was a stocky man.
Yeah.
He's a beefy boy, and he got his helmet split.
How much more HP would he have if he had his other arm?
Shit.
Yeah, you don't want to know what kind of mofo he was before
the arm, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was like just a smaller vessel for your HP, so it...
Yeah, you just felt basically
you're
how
denser
much...
with HP. Yeah,
yeah. So he straight up dies.
Who wants a frost mace?
He falls to the ground with his mace, and now it is the female with the pike's turn.
Isn't she dead?
She's dead. No. I forgot to mention that. We have
a long discussion. Wait, she's there. You're like, oh,
I forgot to say this. I thought she disengaged back out.
No, she's dead.
That's Johnny Two Swords.
Never mind. Yes,
Johnny Two Swords, the Batman.
If anyone wanted to get Kelton a present.
Yeah.
Frostmate.
I don't think I would.
Oh, I got you chlamydia. I'm sorry.
I am frost, but... All right. I am...
made of bees.
please heal Gaylene if you're just thinking about it.
Gaylene's health is actually at an
Also, she's in a shadow of death and on fire.
Yes.
She's trying to cook my
bird. By the way, you could have dismissed the shadow if you wanted to.
Yeah, I probably should have done that. Can we say that I did that?
Yeah,
it's a swift action, right?
It's a swift. Yeah, it's a swift.
You didn't expend your whole action.
Right.
So just shake it off.
Okay, it's gone.
I'm going to do something kind of weird, but I think it'll help us out.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to switch into aspect of speed.
Yes, baby.
To double my speed.
You're going to be in speed form.
Because otherwise I can't get behind him, and I want to shoot my dazzling ray through Bolovo and end on Gaylene.
Now, but switching to aspect of speed is a move action.
Oh, shit, you're right. I'm going to stay in my aspect of hope and just move over one to my line of sight. Okay, so I'm going to go straight through to aim at Gaylene and the middle-aged female with a great sword.
Cool. And Nesbitt, it's going to go through you first. You're just going to feel pretty good.
Would he get the plus one to dodge and armor?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Also, there I love that sitcom, middle-aged woman with a great sword.
Still starring Charlie Sheen for some reason.
Yeah. It's right on after Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Yeah, I think it was called Grace Under Fire, actually.
Oh! Nice.
That was a good show. I missed that show.
Yeah. That's going to be...
I was going to say Helen Hunt, but you actually had the right answer. So.
Yeah. 16.
16 yes. is a miss.
Ooh.
Whoa.
She's bad news.
Okay. Well. 1.
Plus your composure.
Plus my composure's 1, plus the 2 that are there because of my aspects. That's 5. Yes. Thank you. God, we are just... Gaylene is infectious, though. All right, so that's 5 health to Gaylene, and...
I don't think we actually get to blame her for this.
And you guys both have the plus 1 dodge, plus 1 armor.
Nice, nice.
All right, now, Dazzling Ray, having gone through, the middle-aged female with the great sword being hip to what you guys did to the male with the two swords, with Johnny Two Swords, it is now...
Johnny Two Swords?
Yes, it is Johnny Two Swords' turn. He's sick of this crap, and he's pretty sure he's going to die. Shadow of Death is gone. He disengages into the fire.
Okay.
He breathes deep, and out of his mouth, flames.
Witness me!
Yeah, and
he's fire blasting us.
It's a cone 3. He's doing fire breath, and it's a D6 plus 1 if it hits.
So who? Who is he aiming
he's
at?
You.
Oh, sorry, yeah, the cone is going to envelop Gaylene and Nesbitt. Nesbitt. That is his intelligence, which is 0. Does 5 hit anyone?
Negative.
No. You take no damage.
The tent is more on fire.
So he breathes in, he goes... As he breathes in, he gets that, like, you know, that stitch in your side.
He breathes in, realizes he has a broken rib.
Yeah. Gaylene, what do you do?
Takes fire damage.
Yeah, you take 1d6 fire damage for standing in fire. It is blocked by arm. Like, it is.
Yes.
It's blocked by armor.
Do you have to roll it since it's your fire?
No. You do it.
It's just a fire.
Yeah.
He started it.
Yeah, but he doesn't control it anymore. It's just fire.
Wow, some fire mage you are. I'm a 6.
Just letting a fire run independent.
A 1?
Yeah. You take 1 damage. Because
you have armor blocked it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm at 13.
Okay. Mm.
So here's the thing about fire.
It hurts.
Yes, it does. But the damage it deals you grows over time. Mm. So if you begin your turn in the fire again next turn, it's 2d6. And it just keeps going up.
It's also going to get bigger, so...
Yep, after his turn, it will grow.
So you definitely need to move as part of your turn somehow.
Okay.
So what does Gaylene do?
She's very tired.
That's rough. She's, like, she has to move, but she is threatened by two people, so if she doesn't just disengage, if she, like, moves openly,
can
then...
she jump over them? Because her talent is jump.
Well, here's the thing. Jumping over them is, like, a huge feat. of which you'd provoke for going through unless you find some way to use your dexterity to get through their spaces or around them. It's going to be very difficult for you to do.
It's been a minute since I've done a fight, but I have a scene move that's leap, and that allows me to do double my speed when I do move. So could I move around them? Like, do I have enough to do that?
If you leave the space you're in without disengaging, they both are going to hit you.
Does the double count for double disengage?
Yes, you can disengage twice.
Yeah, you can move around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or could you disengage once and move once?
That's interesting. I'll allow it.
Thanks, that's what I'm here for. So I'll do that. I want to be kitty-cornered to that. Yeah, like behind them. Mm.
You don't have enough room.
Frickety-frack.
You can get to the side of that one, though.
I'll do that. I just don't want to be on fire.
So you'd have to disengage.
You won't be on fire.
So Gaylene is going to disengage back away from them out of the fire.
Yeah.
And then she's going to move 1, 2, 3 spaces to re-engage the middle-aged female with the greatsword from behind.
Yeah.
I just love the way middle-aged female with a greatsword rolls off the tongue. I don't know why.
It has a cozy, homely feel.
Like, it does. It does.
Like an armored
sweater.
Can
I still do a move?
You can still do an attack or a move.
Galen's going to do Overwhelming Strike.
Overwhelming Strike.
All right, do it.
Because that's an at-will move, and I already used my scene move of Helmet Splitter.
Also, this is now with a... You've hit twice with it, right?
Yes. Yeah, you get...
So chopping,
yeah,
this is
once
plus two.
Tonight, once the...
Yeah, you get plus two to hit this.
10 plus 2 is 12.
Plus...
Plus... What else am I adding?
4.
4.
Oh my god, her dexterity is 4.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
So...
16.
16 is a miss. Yep.
I might as well just die. Wild.
Yeah, she's very experienced.
Gotta use that momentum.
Well, yeah, she can be experienced in manners and just let me live.
I think when she saw you split the head of one of her friends and then saw Nesbitt do the same thing, I think manners argument is gone.
Her friend shouldn't have come up Gaylene with a pike. Rude.
She didn't. You ran at her friend with two swords.
Yeah.
Almost eviscerated him. And then she goes, stop it. And she barely hurt you for how much you did.
Okay. No, she should have stayed in her lane.
So now it's her turn. She turns to Gaylene.
Y'all get ready for Maylene.
I am as prepared as I will ever be.
She has a Boston accent, but wants to be
the
Dolly
country
Parton.
Hey, that's not as weird as you think it is.
It's a natural 19. Boom. It's going to hit
for
no matter what.
Sake.
And it deals... Oh, another d6, sorry. 12 damage, Gaylene.
All right, so just so everyone is on the same page, Gaylene is at 1 health.
No, you're at 6.
You're at 6.
She says,
she feels like she's at 1.
You only adopted the greatsword.
I birthed this one. I am a middle-aged woman with my greatsword child.
Maylene.
My great sword, Aiden, is my world.
Esmond.
All right. Esmond is going to... I'm going to move through Nesbitt. And then back one.
So yes. Outside of the tent, around the flap.
Yes.
Okay.
Just going to keep it simple. Just going to keep it, you know... Just going to burn and lance a good old middle-aged woman, lady.
Okay. A lance of flame is coming out of your hands.
Natty 20.
Woo!
Yeah!
That
is a crit, my dude.
14.
Ooh... That middle-aged female with a greatsword gets sidelined by a...
And two swords. Well, I guess if he's a fire mage, it doesn't matter.
The greatsword has two mommies.
Oh, actually.
Fire that's, a, orb. That's a new sitcom.
I have an orb on it.
Yeah.
Does the orb do max damage as well?
The orb, yes. Did you create another orb?
No, I just had one from the last...
Okay, yes. If you count the orb as part of the attack, make sure you're calling out when you're sending the orb at people when you're attacking. Yeah, the orb does max damage as part of the same attack.
So 20.
20 damage. Okay.
And I create another orb.
Brick.
All right. And the fire grows.
Liam, since you're like a fireman,
uh-huh.
Like if someone hits you with their fire,
yeah.
Do you get damage or do you like...
5 less.
Okay.
Which is why my splash damage is not going to do anything to that guy. Because I cannot do more than 4 with my splash damage.
Oh, okay.
Do all fire mages by default have that resistance?
I would assume.
Okay. I was just curious.
So,
actually, wait. I don't know. Does he?
You're about to find out.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, no, but it matters because I did splash damage to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, so you do your splash damage?
Yeah, it's 4 damage.
4 damage. He doesn't take any.
All right.
Okay. So is Gaylene in or out of the fire?
Gaylene is in the new fire. This fire has spread, and it's right on Galen's ankles. Esmond went. Male with the one arm and the mace is dead. Nesbitt, what do you do?
All right.
So first off, you take take a D6 fire.
First off, I am...
Six.
Gash. Armor.
Yes.
Armor produces. Does, yeah.
And I have plus one from being healed recently.
Plus one armor? Yes.
Yeah, plus one armor. So, all right.
It's a four.
You're looking at a battlefield that is quickly becoming way more serious. Galen is in dire trouble, trying to go one for one with a much more experienced greatsword wielder.
All right. I'm unsure about, like, risking the attack on the greatsword. Somebody's got to take her down, because she's an issue. But then there's also the other person there that'll probably be easier to take down, but...
He looks... He's in terrible shape. Yeah.
He's poisoned, too, so...
Mm. Yeah. Thoughts from the group? Is it more worth it to try to take that one dude down, or should I, like...
Go for the woman.
...try to gamble on trying to...
I think...
Hit the woman.
Yeah,
I think
go for
hit
that.
The woman is always good advice.
And that is definitely where I normally lean,
And I'm going to try to shoot my...
Oh, yeah, because you could take him out with, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I was almost thinking, since I'm already in the fire, I could attack first and then... move so that I'm further out of where the fire is going to spread by the time it gets to my next turn.
That's actually not a bad idea.
That's very good.
Yeah. If an ally is threatening the target in melee, you have the upper hand for plunging strike. I could use plunging strike instead.
You sure can.
So,
and it's a piercing weapon.
Yeah. I'm going to throw 3 momentum on a plunging strike.
All right.
She's hard to hit, so I get it.
Yeah.
It's either very low chance to hit her with no momentum, or I throw a bunch to have a shot.
Or you lose a pike that isn't yours.
If that's what happens.
Yeah. Or it could be worse.
Plus you got your momentum
just poke
back in the last crit. So. 17, 23,
26.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
All right.
I'm very happy that that is a hit.
I'm also glad you spent momentum. She probably wouldn't have hit her otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
was it a natty 17?
No, it was a natty 12.
Ooh, yeah.
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 Yeah, that would have finished on 15.
That would have missed.
Yep. All right. 5, 11, 14,
double strength,
18.
18 damage.
Ooh.
She looks real bad.
Yes. Yeah,
that really hurt her.
Okay, and then I'm going to move in line with Galen and the other group there.
So you sprint out of the tent, past the flap, away from the fire, but then you get behind Galen, who's currently engaged with the female with the greatsword, just kind of backing her up with your reach weapon.
Yep.
All right. Then it moves on to Obed.
Moved to line of sight with 2 swords, middle-aged one with a greatsword.
Goldbloom.
Galen and Nesbitt.
Lined them all up to knock them down.
And to try and take out 2 swords. Since I know the fire won't do it, I'm going to put 2 momentum.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
That's 17, 18, 19.
19 hits everybody.
Yes.
Wow, awesome.
That's 4 damage.
Okay.
And 4, 5, 6 healing. So 4, 4, 6, 6.
Okay. The male with 2 swords and the middle-aged female with a great sword take no damage.
Armor.
By the way, they are the ones that were armored.
Right, yeah.
That's why they've
lived
this long. So then the male with 2 swords begins his turn in fire. He takes 2d6 of fire damage. He takes 7.
Is he also poisoned?
Also, he's poisoned.
Yep. Yeah.
So which die is that?
D6.
Okay.
Do it.
5.
5, he dies.
Yes!
Sucks to suck.
Now it's Galen's turn.
I guess the only thing Galen can still do, she's at 12 health now. Thank you, Obi. She's going to do another...
Overwhelming strike?
Yes. All right. And she's just a little salty. So she's going to try and use momentum since everyone else is doing it. And she's a follower and not a leader.
Okay.
I think it's a big part of growth if you can start admitting that.
Mm. I'm scared.
I am a little bit, too.
Oh, you got it.
So,
you got
14
it.
Plus 5, so 19.
That's a hit.
23.
Yeah, I was about to say plus dex, which is...
23.
That's a hit.
Yay.
Yeah.
And then I have 3 die 6. 13. 12. No.
15.
Plus 2.
15.
15 damage. She standing there. She hasn't even had a chance to take damage from the fire. As you guys circled around, and then before she got another swing off a Galen, another haymaker, she catches a fast ball of flame to the face, and then a destructive pike shot to the kidneys. And then that's enough distraction. Galen takes her down.
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
She's done. Everybody, they die. Everybody involved in the fight gets 3 momentum.
Yay!
Evened out.
All
right.
When we're at a cooler, more chill point, can Galen level up?
Yeah. Yay. You could level up whenever.
I would always recommend doing it as someone who's done it in combat.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way to do it.
It's too complicated.
Yeah, I want to do it like after all this is done.
It feels so erotic, though.
It is. It feels like such an anime moment. I love it.
So the encounter is done. Everything's still mayhem. People are unlacing themselves from this. The tent is on fire. What do you do immediately?
I run and grab Bolivo.
I was going to heal him so he can...
Oh, okay.
Obed runs in, heals Bolivo. Esmond...
I'm going to try and shield him as best I can from the fire running through it.
Good move. Now you guys are all outside the tent, and behind you, people are cutting their way with the fallen guards' weapons, boot knives and stuff, cutting their way out of the tent to get away from the entry, the only entrance that is on fire.
Do you want to grab 2 swords?
I'm going to pick up that mace for
I was
now.
Actually... Oh, yeah, okay. You're going to grab the ice mace.
Can I have the pike?
Yeah. I'll toss you the pike. I'll grab 2 swords. It makes us feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys swap your weapons. You get outside of the tent. Everybody's just leaving the tent in every direction that they can because the only exit that they could have gotten out discreetly...
was on fire.
It's on fire. Across the way is another tent full of people that is not currently on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You do hear a...
So I light it on fire.
we know how this goes.
This is very obviously another POW tent.
Yeah, no, I... No, I'm not doing it, Josh.
Okay, I'm just letting...
You're letting the game go.
Yeah. There's one more past that. As you look down the lane, you see that the fire that you saw before you started your own...
The one that wasn't our...
the competing fire.
Yes. The Brookie stables are on fire.
No!
Oh, no!
Son of a Brookie.
And people are running between your view of the Brookie stables mm-hmm. and the open area, and you see those monsters, those night beasts, fighting with Larsons, and the ritualists that were surrounding it are slinging spells, and they're all kind of gross. Like, the magic they wield is very... strange and self-harm related.
Black Hot. Magic.
Now that you're outside there, you're one cohesive unit again. What do you do?
We're going to continue to Thin Lizzy this up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can I have a timeout? What does that mean?
There's a song called Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy.
Oh, okay.
It's a very good band.
We're like going to the next tent and just like fucking tearing that shit down.
Yeah,
we can just cut through it.
Does someone still have the keys? Like, do those?
No,
keys...
we passed it to everyone.
I know, but does someone who is escaping? Do they still have the keys? Like, but those keys worked for the other tents.
And the dead guards' bodies that are on fire also have keys.
I'll go grab one.
Yeah, you can do that.
You
have that ability.
All right, so you reach down into the body of a dead guard, yank out a key. You're pretty hot. You know, it's like when you hold you. You got fire resistance, but it's like when you're wearing an oven mitt, and you're you know you just held onto that pan a little too long for the oven mitt to handle, where you're like, I got to pull out now. That's fine, but you got the keys.
All right.
The keys are very hot.
Obed, just real quick, ice lance that thing. Real quick.
I miss.
Damn.
They shatter. You go to the next tent. How are you going to go proceed?
Are there guards at
the
this
entrance?
Tent?
The entrance is not on your side.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay.
I figured they would have the entrances.
I'm just going to sneak under the bottom.
Can't we just cut it? He has swords.
Big X with the swords, like right through the side of the thing.
All right. Nesbitt, wielding the 2 scimitars of his slain enemy, cuts through this tent like a whirling dervish.
Can I heal Galen?
Yeah, you can. Any healing you can have, we're not in combat order. You can just heal everybody.
Okay, while this is happening, I'm healing everybody up.
Is that mean that everyone's healed to full health? 100%?
Yeah.
You cut through. Same thing, rows and rows of people. You're the first ones to come through. There's an entrance across the way from you, and the guards, it's catty-corner to the direction that your entrance was facing, so they're not perfectly lined up, so people can't just run through. You see all these prisoners who've been keeping as quiet as they possibly can turn around and look at you guys, and you see a familiar face.
Hey, guys!
God damn it.
For fuck's sake, every goddamn time we stop seeing you, all of a sudden we fucking see you again at a stupid goddamn place. What the fuck
I guess
are you
you're
doing?
Just lucky, yeah.
Where are you going to find Sauerkraut Mountain?
There's a mountain?
And that's where we're going to take a break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. And we're back.
Personally, hey. I've never fucked a fish. So that's an interesting story, Liam.
Yeah.
You should try it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do fishes have a cloaca?
Fishes. Okay, so we're back from break. Thank you for everybody being patient. And while we're coming back, before we get back into the game, I just want to thank Jaden for being on chat for us and running
Yay.
Chat.
Yay!
Tell us.
I couldn't do it without you.
Anything fun happening in chat? You should unmute yourself. It's the one, too. Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
There we go.
I made it. Yeah, we were talking earlier. I almost did a spit take when Savannah was talking about Maylene. I just took a sip of sweet tea. But the greatest Dan suggested another character instead of Maylene, which was Saline. Which she could be extra salty, so that was good. So yeah, well, you know, we're making lifelong chat best friends.
God damn it.
Man. That would be fun to play
good
a better
job,
Betty.
Have we handed any chat momentum out?
Yeah, I gave him a plus one for that.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, chat, if you come up with any cool ideas or any sneaky stuff that these folks shouldn't know about, but good plot hooks that maybe I hadn't considered as GM, let Jaden know. She'll share them with me secretly. All right.
I'm terrified of that power.
Okay, so where we last left off, you had escaped your tent. You'd helped the other people escape the tent into the absolute bedlam that's going on in the fort. You cut through the adjacent tent using stolen weapons. You see people chained up. Among them is Kelton.
Hey.
Hi, Kelton.
I'm not even surprised anymore.
You look well.
It's the manager.
Yeah. What's up? It's nice to see you guys. It's cool that you're here.
Do you wanna go?
Yeah, that's cool. So you guys you infiltrated. I see you have weapons and you're not chained up. That's cool.
Yeah. We're Thin Lizzy and this bitch.
That's awesome.
Kelton just gets up. He's been out of his chains. He just stands up.
He broke out 2 hours ago, but he's like, I got nowhere else to go.
Yeah. Get me food.
Yeah.
All right, I hand you the ice mace.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Thank you.
Yes.
It's cool.
I take back most of the things I've said about you.
Including the good things.
He's only mostly said good things.
I still think shitty about you. all the compliments, I take them back.
We cut back to a flashback of him being like, we shouldn't kill anybody.
You've changed.
Kelton's really impressed that you guys managed to infiltrate this fortress without getting caught.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's going great. And look, we found Bolovo.
Because he walked right up the hill.
That's a really embarrassing story.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the first time.
Did Kelton run into those bat people in the tent on his way up here?
Maybe we could talk about this when the tents aren't on fire around us.
This tent's not on fire. There's a giant hole in it.
I do remember one particular bat had this, bident that was really cool. But I don't see them anymore.
Do you know what a bident is?
A trident missing the middle part?
Yeah, otherwise known as a fork.
Fuck!
So we passed the keys around.
Yeah.
Started unlocking people.
Also, OOC, I think that we've all established that this is the problem place. So not inducing more fires isn't actually our goal.
Oh, I'm not
We're trying
gas.
To set as much of this motherfucker
Have
on fire.
I got great news.
A single tear rolls down Ezra's cheek before it dissipates in steam.
So, the wheels are off, gentlemen.
All right. So, do we? Real quick, could I get the stats on a frost mace?
Yeah, it does. Let's see. It's a class. So when he was doing it, it was doing a D8, but that's its normal. It's a class 3 weapon, and it does an extra D6 of cold.
Nice.
Do you have any strength?
Hell yeah, I got strength.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you ignore on 2 points of armor for successful hits?
That's right.
Okay.
Blunt weapons ignore Ooh. An amount of armor equal to your strength.
And nice. What did you say about the...
The one-handed swords that I'm rocking now.
Oh, they're just basic swords. They do class 2 damage.
All right, class 2. And is there anything, like, they're not piercing, so what do... They are piercing.
They're piercing? They're piercing or cutting. You decide, and you let me know which one you're doing. Just in general, if you're going to do one kind, just let me know. Otherwise, tell me when it changes.
I almost think the way to use them would be cut, pierce, build up the bonus. Mm.
Or you could just keep it high at the plus 2 to get better...
Have we gone by a day?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Is this the time that we actually do want to start a riot? I mean, we've got like a
riot.
I think a riot is the wrong word here.
Yeah. So, Kelton definitely has.
Do we do
lost.
Whole a, jailbreak? I mean,
yeah, it's a thin list. Okay.
I'm going to show you a picture of where you guys are. So I've circled the area that you are. Which tent you're in?
Yeah.
In the fort.
Mm-hmm.
The tent that you just left is the smallest and closest to the rear. You're in the middle tent, which is the second largest.
Uh-huh.
The Brookie stables are all the way across the fort from you on the narrow side.
Okay.
Are we going to save them so we can ride out of here?
That's the business that's on fire.
Yes, the corner, we'll say the northeastern corner of it is on fire and it's spreading.
It's the origin of... Okay. All right.
So do we want to... I mean, there's still a lot of guys. Most of our prisoners don't have weapons, so do we want to try and move along the backside of the buildings to leave, or
just use them as a shield?
Yeah.
Now, consider the fact that you know that there are still two guards who have not yet noticed you. They're further from you than the previous guards were in your tent, because this is a larger tent. So they haven't noticed that you've started to do this yet.
So we pass the keys along, second verse, same as the first.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
We only sing one note, but it's beautiful.
Are they outside the flap?
They're outside the flap, but you know that there is another exit that you just created.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't everyone just leave through our exit?
Oh, I want them to do that. I still want to take out guards, move on to the next tent.
No, we gotta
the likelihood of getting to the next tent without being spotted anyway is low.
We got
to
save the... Brewskers.
People
the
first?
The Brewskis.
Yeah. People first.
I gotta save the Brewskis.
Kelton could be like, oh my god, I'm so sick in here, I need help. And then they come in and then we...
Yeah.
I like that. Let's do that.
But are you gonna do that after everyone leaves?
Like, I'm gonna be so confused.
like everyone leaves.
Have a stomach ache.
They walk in and it just looks
only one.
It looks like he just ate everyone else.
Everybody,
plus one.
Everybody, leave your clothes.
Leave your clothes.
Yeah.
He sucked them out of their clothes like the rapture.
That's the manager.
Oh my god.
I guess you could be like, oh no, everyone's escaping out the back. And then they run in.
After everyone has escaped.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. I like that. I like the sound of that.
It sounds hilarious.
So, and I'm just trying to get a vibe of what our goal is. Are we just sending them out into the...
Yeah, hey, we're releasing them. They can do what they want.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, we've got Bolivo, which is why we're here.
In fact, we don't have a right to tell them what to do.
Yeah. Maybe they'll save the Brewskers.
The Brewskers?
They might.
We're just going to put a pin on that one. The Brewskers.
So they're kind of moving their way towards the rest of you, and they're like... What do we do? How are we going to get out of here alive? Like, that we're in a fort, you know? Like, if they get this under control, we're all dead. They're going to kill us. I know it.
Just go out the door.
Dude,
we're
walk through the center of camp.
There's more of you
we're
than
We're thin
lizzing
this. We're doing this.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy? Jailbreak, dude.
Oh, you know what? Fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Isn't we are really good at this.
Isn't the
motivators of men.
Isn't the wall of the fort made of pointed trees?
It's 50 feet high.
Yeah, but that yes. still burns.
Yes. She gets set on fire.
Now, you should know, in general,
that would take a long time.
It is very hard to just set a tree trunk on fire.
Yes.
Like a bare tree trunk.
We're doing this. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. So we're doing the, what is it? So what Thor and Loki, I need help.
Yeah. So I guess on the sides of the flap, we'd want Galeen. And
she learned her lesson from this last time. She's not doing that again.
You get to be set up behind Kelton because our tank is here. Yeah, also, you're fine.
We have a tank.
Literally anyone else in the party would have been several times dead.
Yeah.
You are a meat shield.
After this, though, Galeen does want to level up.
Okay. You can level up whenever you want.
I don't have the paper.
Oh, well, I'll get you paper.
Okay. That's why when there's time.
The other prisoners are just running out the back flap. Just the other two guards are looking sidelong at the mayhem, and they're kind of looking at each other like, ooh, like, should we join in? Like, what's more important? They're chained down. They're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. Let's say the prisoners have cleared out now. Like, the last ones are making their way through.
Okay. Kelton's going to yell out, he is a prisoner of this tent. Maybe they might recognize his loud voice.
I'm sure you have not shut up, so... Yeah. You've made yourself known one way or another, I'm sure.
While he was, like, conveniently not chained.
Since deception is one of Kelton's many talents.
That's true.
It is the chief of his talents.
Yeah, the talent which all others are based.
Deception, humor, archaeology.
Guards, we need help in here. Help us.
One of them goes, shut up, and then the other one turns around and looks into the tent and sees three armed people.
Oh, I don't get to deceive them with my wonderful acting?
What do you mean deceive them? They have to look at you, don't they? Or, when they hear
your
voice,
would
they
run in.
Around?
They would. That would be really
would
convincing.
They would just close their eyes, run backwards into the tent. And then,
also, I thought we discussed hiding behind the flip on the side. Yeah.
Oh, all of you are doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the beauty of our world is that this decides that, not your sense of incredulity.
No, I thought you guys were just standing in there.
No, we were talking about that. Because
we were just saying Galeen, and then she was like, I don't want to go up there.
Okay. Yeah. So,
but she's going to.
Yeah, we were,
I guess we should actually, say that with authority before we actually do the in-character thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Game tip. Don't make your GM interpret your action.
Okay. So, let's say you are all kind of lined up behind there. Now, this makes noise. You guys approaching that. There are footfalls that they have the chance to hear. Mm-hmm. Okay. So just as you're lining up before you do this, they're going to get a chance to hear you, which means that anybody who is moving needs to make a stealth check.
Okay. All right.
Now remember, it's noisy. So I'm going to give them a negative on their chance to perceive you. Mm. The difficulty is not fixed. It's based on what they end up rolling.
Can I use low key to make my sound blend with the sounds around?
Yeah, I think he definitely... I think his low key affects any stealth check.
Well, not any, but I would say anything that involves the actions of others, which this one does.
Okay. And dex is a bonus to...
To stealth
check.
Yeah. Now, if you're using low key, you're going to use composure.
Right.
Okay.
So I have to choose a plus three or rolling twice.
You always choose rolling twice. Yeah, unless your bonus is five more.
Oh, okay. All right.
Five more than the other.
17.
That was dope.
9.
Everybody, what'd you get?
14.
I rolled.
Wait, why are you rolling? You're standing
he's just
there.
Hanging out.
Okay, so you didn't roll.
He's the bait.
So 9 is the one to beat. They're going to take a negative 7.
Wow.
To check, okay?
Okay, all right.
And they both are going to be, because I didn't prepare these two ahead of time because I had no idea what you guys were going to do next, they're going to have a stock intellect of 1. They'll take a negative 7, so with their plus 1, it'll be a negative 6 and whatever's on the die.
Yep.
Okay?
All right.
They get a 0.
Boom.
They rolled a 6 on the die.
Also, I rolled a natural 20. I'm the quietest I've ever been in my entire life.
Critical stealth. You wind up in another plane.
The only noise I make is the dun 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 that I'm seeing to myself.
When somebody does look, they just see an open window in the middle of the room, and the drapes are blowing.
Yeah. He's escaped.
We didn't even install a window.
He had to put that in himself. How did that not make noise?
What do you do, Kelton?
I would like to deceive these guards into believing that Kelton needs help, is in distress.
Okay. So they're outside the flap.
Yeah.
They haven't heard anybody approach the other side of the silk that they're on. You... You want them... The thing you want them to feel most is concern for your well-being.
Should I say that?
During a fire.
All the prisoners are escaped.
I like that better.
Do they care about that?
I mean, it's their sole job.
Yeah, the only thing you know about them is that they care about them.
Okay. I think we'll go with that. Would you like me to...
Meanwhile, the last guy out the back goes, "What the fuck, dude?"
It's cool. We do this. We're thin losing it.
So here's the thing. Because of how it may dramatically change what happens, you get to say your thing, and before anyone gets to do anything, we fall into the order of combat so that their reactions are going to happen in that order as well.
All right, cool.
Okay.
And it's, since deception is my talent, I roll twice and keep the higher.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 11 on that deception roll, so...
With your composure, so 12.
Oh, with my composure, so 12. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, no, guards. All the prisoners are escaping out the back except for me, because I'm loyal. I would never do such a thing.
And you hear one of them go, "Oh, not fucking this guy."
I feel like we've made a close bond in these times together.
Now we're going to roll battle order. They get a +4. They got a 9.
Okay, cool. 12.
You go first. So you say that, and you get to act.
You've got, like, this frost mace, like...
Yeah.
No. Die harding it.
Did they believe me and enter the tent?
No, they don't get to act yet.
They don't get to act yet.
Yeah, you
so what?
You can choose to wait.
Yeah, I'm going to hold my action.
Okay, but you can only hold one action. You can hold a move, a swift, or an attack.
Yeah,
attack.
So you can move closer to them, but not attack.
I'm going
to
hold my attack action.
So are you going to move first, then hold your attack action?
I'm not going to move at all.
Okay.
I think I'm perfectly placed for them to come in and see me and my big ass instead of looking anywhere else.
All right. So I'm going to draw the opening flap of this tent.
Make it sexy.
I like your markers. Mm.
Thank you. Me too. How are you lined up outside there? Which side is each of you on? Who's first on each side?
Galen Nesbitt.
Yeah. I'm at one of the corners. Yes.
I think Kelton would be three back.
And I will be behind Nesbitt.
Got it. Okay. Nesbitt and Esmond are stacked up on the left side of the flap. Galen and Obed are stacked up on the other side of the flap, the right side. Kelton is just 15 feet from the entrance with, I'm assuming, a frost mace behind his back.
Holding his stomach.
Right.
Even though you didn't say you were sick, you're still, like, in your head, just rolling with that.
But then waving them in like Jack Nicholson in Anger Management. The grin.
What a weird movie reference, but all right.
If anybody knows the animated GIF I'm talking about. So now you've withheld one action. You get to pick it on your turn because you didn't use any of them.
Cool.
Or you get to pick it before the start of your next turn. Where is Bolivo?
Where is Bolivo? Like, somebody threw him over our shoulder.
I had Bolivo. So let's say Bolivo is just, like, on my back.
Or maybe he's, like, directing the people who, like, to get out of the tent or something.
Oh, he's healed up.
Yeah. Like,
oh, okay. He could just,
How healed are we saying? Because, like, you said he was pretty jacked up. And, we don't. But
so he's got an ongoing condition. He probably has two ongoing conditions. He probably has a concussion and we'll say, a broken rib.
Oof. Okay.
Okay, so he's in bad shape, but he's at full HP. He's fully ambulatory. He takes negatives on doing stuff. He's probably going to opt to help calm people down because he's going to sneak everybody out.
Okay.
That sounds good, yeah.
You guys are stacked at the entrance of this. We'll say that Kelton went first, and then it's going to be one of the guards, and then Nesbitt.
Middle-aged woman with a flail.
Man, where did they do hiring events for this?
I don't know. Just a lot of single moms show up for prison duty.
They do it at, like, Sunday markets. They set up a booth.
Well, it's 9 to 3, so it really works with, like, a school scene.
Yeah.
It's like midnight.
So Kelton went, and then one turns around and looks inside the tent, and it is a male with twin scimitars you see on his belt. This is a common loadout for this guard.
Yeah.
Sees Kelton, and then sees no other prisoners. Sees an open flap at the rear of the tent, and goes, "Oh no." And he motions to the other one. Now he's going to begin his turn by running away.
Cool.
Ooh, okay.
And he's going to move 6. And Nesbitt, you're not adjacent to him, right?
No.
Because you'd be within view? Okay. He's going to double move.
fully booking.
Yeah, he's running because the prisoners are escaping. He needs to help round him up. Now we're going to go to Nesbitt.
The other one on the other side. I'm probably just going to like run up on him.
She doesn't look armed.
Oh.
But she looks like a guard.
Okay.
But she can see you. The moment she turns around, based on her line of sight, she can see that you're hiding behind that flap. The other guy didn't know it, and he got to act first, so he's gone.
So yeah, just run him right up into her.
Okay.
And...
double scimitar?
Yeah. Double scimitar. One is a 22 and a 13.
They both hit.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, she's in bed. This is going to suck for her.
I just imagine you like crossing the blades, going to her throat, and just bringing it down.
Wow. Now, I forget. Ambush tactics they're using cutting, right? Now, you don't have the upper hand right now.
Okay.
But don't you start stacking bleed?
Yes.
Instead of...
And with ambush tactics? Yeah, with a cutting attack. Yeah, you're right. Let's see, 2, 7, and then just the strength on one of them is 9.
Tell me them individually, because she's armored.
Oh, a 7 and a 2.
Okay. All right, so only one of them got through.
Okay.
Okay, so she didn't take a lot of damage from that, but you definitely connected. She wasn't able to get out of the way. To her, it's her turn. She can't do a lot when you're in her face like that, so she disengages away from you to step away from the tent, and she lifts both her hands, and you see that there's an amulet around her neck that begins to glow, and from her hands, fire. And it's a burning lance. That's a natural 18, so that's going to hit, and it's 3 plus 6 fire damage to Nesbitt.
Is it only Nesbitt? Because he's, like, really close to the tent.
It's only Nesbitt.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not... She didn't critically fail anything.
Well, boys, not going to be of much use in this one.
Kelton would like to use his action.
Okay.
Okay.
He sees that Esmond can hit the woman without hitting our gallant ally.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Esmond, remember when we fought a tornado?
Yeah.
Like, this is nothing. You should kill her.
All right.
So he's taking the shot.
90-20.
Ooh, second crit of the night.
16.
Okay, 16.
16!
Yeah, 16 damage. That's a crit. And now it is Obed's turn.
So how concerned are we about the guy running away? Like, are we worried he's going to go get more guards?
I don't think we really are.
We're not a real big problem.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, shit is going to go awry.
Yeah, it's
going to
escalate. Okay.
Like, you get the feeling that he's probably not going to tell his superiors, hey, there's 5 guys in that tent.
Yeah.
He's probably going to say the prisoners are escaping.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's dozens upon dozens of them.
Okay. Well, then Obed is going to step out of the tent and step to the left to keep line of sight open for Esmond. And he is going to...
You should really get out of this tent if I'm going to flicking fireballs.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. he is going to, since it's the start of a new combat, he's going to go into his aspect of war, and he's going to cast Ice Lance.
Ice Lance. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Getting frosty.
Your Javelin of Ice. Sorry. Motherfucker. Obed is so bad at this. 5.
5 damage. Or,
no,
5 to hit? Total?
Yes.
That's a miss.
Yeah.
Goes right over his shoulder.
God damn. Obed, he's so excited that he can do this, but he hasn't practiced at all. So he just cannot aim.
Just overcommitted to a theme.
Aspect of snore, am I right, gang?
Oh my god.
Well, Obed read about how to do this in a book.
What a nerd.
Yeah.
Gaylene.
Okay.
What do you do?
She has a pike. It's not her pike, but she has one.
Okay.
So she's going to start off with Venom Strike.
Okay. Well, you got to move first.
You're very far and inside a tent.
So she, like, sort of skeedle-deedles around Weasel Man and past Obi, and she is furthest out of the tent, but, like, still close to the one guard who didn't run away. So she's going to do Venom Strike as per usual. Now that she has a pike, she's feeling better.
All right.
More zen, even though it's not her pike. She hasn't put her intentions into this pike. She hasn't meditated with this pike.
There's no beads falling from it.
She hasn't covered it with scarves.
No, but she does still have her moon bracelet.
Okay. Well, yeah, later you can charm it up.
She got a 9. What is that? Plus? I add stuff, right?
It's a hit already.
13.
There you go.
There we go.
That's a hit.
Yay. Do you next time. And then
Bum, 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 bum.
Can you imagine when I like level up and have more things to math? So what's a D8 look like? Oh, it's that terrible
two
triangle.
Pyramids fucking.
Butt to butt.
Yeah. Wait, that isn't how you do it?
Yeah.
Pooping back and forth forever.
Yeah.
That movie, man.
That was a movie?
Swamp Dog
Jacob. Oh, you've never seen that?
I thought it was just like...
Ass to ass. It's a little kid to a...
I thought it was...
Hold on, hold on. He's talking about the pooping back and forth forever.
Pooping back and forth forever. You're talking about Requiem for a Dream.
Yes. Yes. And I was talking about swap.avi.
What is going on?
Internet jokes.
Living on the internet.
Oh, I rolled that. That was a 2. So I got 9 plus 2 is... 11.
There you go. Plus double your strength. Oh, that's with it?
Two okay. Double your strength.
So 11
one
damage.
Step ahead of you, bro.
Alrighty. Esmond.
Alright.
The flame lizard.
Make an orb. Do it again.
Making an orb.
Cute.
So this is your second orb, actually.
Yes. So, I'm just going to move it forward 3 spaces.
Okay.
Straight beeline. It can't start in Nesbitt's space, though. So behind Galen. And shooting a blazing pillar flame. No. burning lights.
Did you just turn into Johnny Cash?
Oh, 14.
14. Nice.
14 damage.
Great. Double 14s.
Nice. How does she look?
She looks like she's about to drop.
Sucks us out.
Yep, now it's Kelton.
Who would like to shoot?
Galen.
Obed.
Galen.
Oh.
Obed really wants to.
Galen.
Does Galen have a
range weapon?
She has a reach weapon.
Yeah, she can hit him. Oh, take the shot, doesn't matter.
Oh, cool. Galen, you want to hit her?
Yeah. So,
just, hey, why aren't you hitting her? You're right up
this,
there.
This
just
is with
hit
a plus 5, too.
So I do 21st to...
Always.
Yes. Okay, I'm just checking. Yep. I've never done this before where someone else tells me what to do.
You've done it multiple times.
I got a 20.
Crit. It's a crit.
Yay!
Crit city.
And then I got 14.
She is skewered.
Yowie, zowie.
You go right. You go right beneath that gem without breaking it. It comes out the other side, and as she raises her hands to respond, the light goes out in her eyes, in her amulet, and from her hands.
Okay, so she's on a stick, which is...
Plus 1.
Let me see that amulet.
Yeah, I was just going to say...
I was going to suggest that, too, actually.
Someone take that?
You take the amulet. You probably don't have time to...
That's fine.
...to search out what it does right now. As she falls down, and she's on the stick, I mean, Galen, I'm sure, is salivating. Birds don't really...
Do you want to eat a bat?
Whatever birds do.
I don't think I want to eat a bat. I'm not into that.
You're not Galen.
Okay.
The Brookies, many of them have escaped. One runs past you guys through the fight. It's on fire. Its tail's on fire, leaving a trail of cartoon smoke. And from the distance, you hear one of the night beasts scream out. And when you see between the lane of tents that you're currently in, there are two very powerful Larson sorcerers bringing it to heel. It looks like, from what they're doing, that the shimmering feeling is coming back, and they're almost able to reestablish the invisibility.
Obi, put out that fire on that thing's tail.
It's gone.
And that's where we're going to end it tonight. Thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed this program, please consider checking out our Patreon at patreon.com/RPGFS. Or our sister podcast, RPG From Scratch, where we design the game that you hear us play. Patrons of our podcast get many benefits, including all the content that we cut out of our design episodes and layliners before we go live. Patrons also get character sheets to make their own characters and the rulebooks for this game as we release them. Patrons at the $10 tier get to create the awesome custom NPCs that our characters interact with. If you want to jump in chat and make suggestions while we're live, you can check us out on twitch.tv/RPGFromScratch. We stream every other Friday. For news and updates, check us out on Twitter. We are at Homebrew Hombres. On Facebook, we are facebook.com/RPGFS. And on Instagram, we are RPG From Scratch. And that's all one word. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.